Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
One of the greatest blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that something called in Arabic Jawami' al-Kalam. He concise speech. He says few words, but these few words are so comprehensive, so inclusive. You can write books, you can give courses about just few words. And today's hadith is just 13 words. And if you decide, you say, Sheikh, give me just one hadith to apply in my life, just one hadith only. This is the hadith. The whole Islam summarized in 13 words. The whole Islam, all our deen, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ وَأَتِّعِ السَّيِّئَ الْحَسَنَ تَمْحُهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. The whole deen, three statements. Have taqwa of Allah wherever you are. Follow an evil deed with a good deed, it will erase the evil deed. And treat mankind, not only Muslims, خَالِقِ النَّاسِ, have good manners with mankind. The first order takes care of my relationship with Allah. The second order takes care of my relationship with myself. And the third order takes care of my relationship with mankind. The whole deen in this one statement. Let's take them one by one. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people who listen and apply. اتَّقِ اللَّهِ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ. Have taqwa of Allah wherever you are. If you look at the translation of the word taqwa, sometimes you see, you find fear, sometimes you find consciousness. It is one of these words that you cannot find one simple, another translation, just one word. It is something that you have to explain to get the real meaning. I'll give you an example, a practical example of taqwa. You guys sitting at home and you just came back from a soccer game and your basketball game, whatever, football, and you're sweating like crazy and you're fasting. And you open the fridge and you see that chilling bottle of water right there and there's no one at home. And you grabbed it and you remembered you're fasting and you looked left and right, there's nobody here. But then you said, Allah is watching, and you put it back. That is taqwa. That is taqwa. Taqwa is right now, if I give you $500, I give you $1,000 and say, brother, just take one sip. I can't. Brother, the water is halal. Take one sip. I can't. Allah did not give me the permission. That is taqwa. You have consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all hear in the Quran constantly, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, taqullah, taqullah, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was asked, what is taqwa? Listen to the beautiful explanation. He said, have you ever walked in a thorny path, in a path full of thorn? He said, yes. He said, what did you do? He said, I was very careful. Where should I put my next step? He said, that is taqwa. You were making taqwa from the thorn. Our taqwa is from the punishment of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, look at those two ayat right after each other. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ittaqu Allah. And then after that, wattaqu an-nar allati u'iddat lil kafirin. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us first, in the first ayah, have taqwa of Allah and then have taqwa of the hellfire. Do anything possible to stay away from the hellfire. Taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in public and privately, my young brothers and sisters. Sometimes the shaitan whispers, there's nobody at home. And you're alone with your computer or with your phone, and the room is dark and the curtains are closed, and the shaitan comes and whispers, yalla, press on this, click on that, search on that. And you might be tempted. Where does the taqwa rise and shine? At that moment. It is very easy to look muttaqi right now in public among the brothers and sisters in the masjid. But the real taqwa is when you're alone. How are you when you're alone, when there's nobody there? Taqwa is in the masjid, at work, at school. Sometimes some of us, they don't want even to admit that they are Muslims because they're afraid. No, you should be extremely proud that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with the best gift ever. He chose you from billions to be a Muslim. Be extremely proud that you're a Muslim and show your Islam by your actions, by your behavior. This is Islam. Taqwa is not just, you know, having a big beard and walking in the masjid with a short thawb and keep making tasbih in front of the people, and when you're alone, you start cheating and lying. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ya'lam sir wal jahr. Allah knows what you're thinking before you think it. So having taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anywhere. Sometimes we travel for a vacation. Oh, nobody knows me here. Nobody knows me here. Yalla. No. The person who fears Allah and have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anywhere, any place, any time, any amount, whatever he is, whatever she is, they are acting because they know that there is one of the attributes of Allah is al-raqib, the all-watching. How would you behave if you know that you have 24-hour surveillance on your shoulder and me and Brother Murad are sitting down and watching you all day long? All your behavior will change. Well, let me tell you something. We don't have the time to do that. And even if we do that, we're going to doze sometimes. But the camera of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not skip a second. Not a second. Imagine that all my actions and all my behavior, Allah is watching me. I cannot use that foul language. I cannot be with these people. I cannot look at that video. I cannot stare at that girl. I cannot, all the time, Allah is watching. Even though there's none of my friends are here. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Just memorize this ayah. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Five words. Don't you know that Allah is watching? And at the end of the day, why are you trying to impress all the people around you? At the end of the day, today we were discussing in our halaqah the name Al-Hayy. Al-Hayy. The all living. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hayy. We are all Hayy here, but the difference is that we are Hayy that is going to die. But Allah is Al-Hayy alladhi la yamut. So why should I please someone who's going to die and all my rewards going to die with him or with her? Let me please the one who does not die, and that is only one, and that is Allah Azza wa Jal. Ittaqillah haythuma kunt. While we are doing taqwa, we might slip, we might commit some sins. We are human beings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu ibn Adam khatta. Every son of Adam commits sins, and the best of the sinners are the ones who repent. So what should we do? Here comes the second step. I made a mistake, Ya Allah. I lied. I said something I'm not supposed to be saying. I backbite my brother. I did something wrong. Look at the second. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَ الْحَسَنَ تَمْحُوهَا. We're all going to commit sins. I'm not going to tell you we're going to become angels or prophet or messengers. What should I do when I commit a sin? Do not persist on the sin. Do not persist on the sin. And second, immediately, astaghfirullah, ya Allah, how did I do that? What was I thinking? That is a qalb muttaqi. That's a live, healthy heart that is constantly knocking on you and waking you up when you commit sins. What should I do? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَ الْحَسَنَ تَمْحُهَا تَمْحُهَا. Follow an evil deed with a good deed, it will erase it. Erase it, it's gone, it's not there anymore. I did something wrong. Immediately, astaghfirullah, 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 ya Allah. Sincere istighfar. Get up and pray 2 rak'ah. Give sadaqah. Read some Quran. Do any amal deed to erase the evil deed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, from the salat, from one salat, from this salat you're praying now to the salat al-asr, whatever you do in the middle, all the minor sins, if you pray on time and if you pray proper prayer, all the minor sins are forgiven. Between each salat and the other, between Jum'ah and Jum'ah, all the minor sins are forgiven. But the major sins, they need sincere tawbah. The major sins need sincere tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He was describing al-muttaqeen, we're talking about taqwa, right? When Allah is describing the muttaqeen, He's mentioning their characteristics. The first one, they spend their money, their wealth at ease, when they are at ease and when they are going through hardship. And the ones who control their anger and the one who forgive others. And listen to the fourth one.
والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala still describing the muttaqeen. He said, Subhana, and if they commit a major sin, that means a muttaqi could possibly commit a major sin. This is the dalil, this is the evidence. A sahabi came drunk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? He committed a major sin. Drinking alcohol is ummul khaba'ith, the mother of all sins. So Allah is saying, even if you are muttaqi, there is a possibility you could commit a sin. But the difference between you and anybody else is that instantly, immediately, Ya Allah, forgive me, that's it. I cannot believe I did that. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, you're the only one who forgive the sins. Please forgive me. Subhanallah. And you would think that when I'm talking about muttaqeen, they spend, they pray, they fast, they do this, they do that. But you would never think that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that they also possibly could commit a major sin. Of course, not intentionally. It happens sometimes. Shaitan dominates and we fall and we get weak and we commit that sin. But the difference is, I immediately ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and come back to Him. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Have taqwa of Allah wherever you are. follow an evil deed with a good deed, it will erase it. And have good manners with mankind, with everybody around you. Have good manners with everyone around you. My beloved brothers and sisters, many Muslims these days have narrowed that down and made the deen salat and siyam only. You see, many people just pray and fast, and when it comes to manner, it is ridiculous. It is really horrible. No. Our deen is a combination of ibadat and akhlaq and manners. They go hand in hand. Salat, fasting, charity, all the great amal are great, but if they don't have good manners with them, zero. What are you saying, Sheikh? Yes. If you are praying five times a day, first row, and you get out of here and you start cheating people, lying to people, backbiting people, spreading rumors about people, then all your a'mal multiplied by zero. Ya Sheikh, what's your dalil? What's the evidence? A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, my neighbor, she fasts all day. And she prays all night. That means this woman finished the obligation. Now she's doing the nafil, the optional. She fasts the optional fast and she prays tahajjud every night. But ya Rasulullah, she has a small problem. She has a problem. What's her problem? She harms her neighbor. She harms her neighbor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not hesitate for a second, and he said, "Hiya finnar," she's in the hellfire. What happened to the salat and siyam and qiyam? Did not intercede for nothing. What happened? What happened to the hadith of the muflis? Who's the bankrupt? Ya Rasulullah, the bankrupt is the one who has no money. No, the bankrupt is the one who come on the day of judgment with a lot of salat and a lot of charity, a lot of hajj and umrah, but he harmed this one, he lied to this one, he beat that one, he spread rumors against that one. So they will all stand and make a line on the day of judgment. Habibi, you remember what you did to me in the dunya? I don't want no dollar, no riyal, no dirham, no nothing. I want 5,000 hasana. Please, 5,000 hasana. The line keeps going and going until you are zero. And then somebody else can come, I want more hasanat. Wallahi, I'm done. Okay, no problem. Here's 5,000 of my, I'm just giving a number, 5,000 of my evil deeds. Allahu Akbar. Look at the importance of manners in our deen. Ya Rasulullah, who is the most beloved to you and who is the closest to you on the day of judgment? Listen, my young brothers and sisters. The one with the best of manners. The closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most beloved to him. Ya Rasulullah, what is the heaviest thing in the scale on the day of judgment? Because we all know on the day of judgment there's an actual scale, good deeds and bad deeds. What is the heaviest thing here in the good deeds side? Husn al-khuluq. Taqwa Allah wa husn al-khuluq. Having taqwa of Allah and having good manners. I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guarantee a house in the highest place in Jannah for the one who has the best of manners. The one who has best of manners, he will have the same reward as a person who's fasting all day and up all night in prayer. Allahu Akbar. Just by having great manners with mankind, with everybody around you, smiling. Smiling is a very simple act of good manners. Being generous, being kind, being loving, being caring, being forgiving. Don't be stubborn and hold grudges against people. That's not from good manners. Forgive. Forgive. Allah will forgive you, ya akhi. Have mercy on others so the one above the heavens will have mercy upon you. These are great manners. Overlook others' mistakes. Hide, cover others' mistakes and others' faults. Do not go and seek them in order for you to look better. Have good thoughts, have husn al-dhan about others. Do not immediately get evil thoughts about others. Oh, he did not text me back because he's a big shot now. And turned out that the guy lost his phone. He did not call me back because, and we start assuming evil thoughts, and we find out most of the time that we were wrong. خالق الناس بخلق حسن. One of the best forms of da'wah in this country and anywhere in the world is having great manners, combined, of course, with our obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I said before, salat and siyam and charity and hajj and umrah without manners is worthless. Similarly, great manners without salat, without fasting, without ibadat, also worthless. So I want my beloved brothers and sisters to memorize this hadith. Sometimes we are sitting in a gathering, especially now in Ramadan, and all we talk about is dunya matters. Let somebody say, you know what, brothers and sisters, I heard the hadith today. Let me just remind myself and remind you of this hadith and mention this hadith. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ. Have taqwa of Allah wherever you are. Follow an evil deed with a good deed. It will erase it. And have great manners with everybody around you. And I will end with this, my beloved brothers and sisters. الأقربون أولى بالمعروف. The closer the people to you, the more they are deserving of your good manners. Number one you would be questioned about after your manners with Allah and His Prophet is your manners with your parents. How are you treating your parents? Why or how dare you raise your voice at your father or slam the door in your mother's face? How dare you? And keep in mind, what goes around comes around. The way you treat your parents, you will get children that will treat you the same. So you can decide right now, how do you want your children to treat you? Have utmost respect to your parents. Even sometimes you might feel like they are, you know, going overboard or whatever. Keep in mind that your parents, no matter what they do, they gave you the best gift ever. They gave you Islam. They gave you Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that everyone is born as a Muslim and then his parents or her parents will make him a Jew or a Christian or an idol worshipper. We are all blessed, alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us grow in a Muslim household. So that is, no matter what we do, we cannot pay our parents back for that beautiful gift. May Allah bless all our parents. May Allah protect them. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في القدس يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في القدس يا أرحم الراحمين. يا الله, give victory to our brothers and sisters in Jerusalem يا رب العالمين. يا الله, keep them patient يا الله. يا الله, keep them steadfast يا رب العالمين. يا الله, accept them in the شهداء يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا رب العالمين, آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.